There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And yeah, coming up probably this time next week, we'll have the first edition of the Locals Only Christmas list up. Well, I say first edition because often when the list goes up, people go, oh, I got something else to put on the list, and we can update it online. But still getting your emails to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. Locally made products. Could be or experiences, like we're talking about with Ben, you know, artwork, foods, crafts, all those things. And I have broadened a little bit beyond Mobile and Baldwin County to other areas in Alabama, and a little bit on occasion we've had Southeast Mississippi and Northwest Florida, but just that kind of tighter zone there as well. All right, as we bring on our next guest, let me read one text here. And I had forgotten that Ozzy, back when I was talking about watching that Chimp Crazy documentary, Ozzy had been texting me back then. And he said, what is the big deal about these monkeys? We had two chimpanzees with five Great Danes, a few cats, and we had a monkey house for the chimps. Never had a problem. And yes, the chimps will bite if they don't get their way. Laugh out loud. Yo, I am never going to complain about, like, when my daughter comes home with animals, this and that. You had two chimpanzees, five Great Danes, a few cats at one time. Into this, we bring Kyle Hamrick from Lanyap and LanyapMobile.com. And you hear that? What the? That's doing
it
right there.
I mean, the only thing that they're missing is a partridge in a pear tree. I mean, they've got the whole menagerie down there.
It's, we were yesterday trying to figure this out, and you've been reporting on this over for Lanyap, but is this a question of how many monkeys you're allowed to have? You know, is it about individual monkeys, a total of monkeys? What gives here? What's happening?
These are questions that I have that I'm still trying to answer here. As you know, most everybody knows, there was a raid yesterday.
Monkey raid.
By the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on a property in Tillman's Corner on Chimps Lane.
Not Chimps Lane.
Not Chimps. Chimps is part of the spelling, but this is Chimps Lane. There was apparently a large number of monkeys found at this property, and something was being done with them. That's something I'm still trying to find out. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, I have tried to speak to several people with that branch of the federal government, and they are unwilling to offer any details as to what possibly could be going on here. This is a story I'm still working on. As we speak, I'm reaching out to neighbors, you know, folks who have posted on social media that they know something about this here.
Have you heard the young lady that says she was bitten by those monkeys a couple times, and one of the monkeys was sexist, and the monkey was sexist because it bit just girls, I think, something like that.
It bit just women, but not men. Yeah,
sexist monkey. That's probably why the federal government got in on this. That's my guess.
There's probably some kind of crime there with that particular primate they're trying to get to the bottom of.
So it's still this is and we'll come to this at the end and remind y'all, another great gift to give for Christmas is a subscription for LandNetMobile.com, because what you're hearing from Kyle is there's going to be, I got a feeling, I don't want to put you on the spot, but we will get updates on this story before next week's paper comes out.
Yes, okay. I am trying my best to get something going there. There's that great line that Eugene Walter, the writer from Mobile, mm-hmm. Wrote that Mobile is a kingdom of monkeys. if he were writing that now, it would be Tillman's Corner is a kingdom of monkeys. and this is the second monkey-related story we've had come out of Tillman's Corner this year.
Yep.
Earlier in the year, my colleague at Lanyap, Scott Johnson, had a story about a woman from Tillman's Corner who brought her pet monkey to the area Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
and it attacks somebody there. So there's a lot of monkey activity, monkey business going on in the southern part of our city.
Yeah, and I'm just going to ask, too, ask this when they bust somebody for a crime. You ask, how many times did they do the same crime before they got busted? So if these monkeys have made it into the news, how many primates are in Tillman's Corner? It is the density, yeah. Right? For these to make the news, how many are right now behind, as you're riding through Tillman's Corner, y'all, just look at those doors. Behind those doors, it could be monkeys coming everywhere, barrels of monkeys.
There could be a mandrill, there could be a proboscis monkey, there could be a spider monkey.
Orangutans?
All kinds of things. And I think that, we're just getting to the tip of the iceberg here.
Okay,
the tip of the banana.
Something like that. Hey, while we're staying on animal stories, too, earlier in the week, city council discussion about, the discussion about this this lady who had her cat attacked and killed by these dogs was the lead to it. But in addition, then I think it was Councilman Smalls chimed in with people in his district that had gotten attacked by dogs and people who are scared to get out of their cars because of dogs roaming around here. This is this something that we haven't been doing, or is there an uprise in this? Animal control going to get on it? What do you know?
It's something that has kind of been on the rise lately in the city, and I guess that people are just finally getting fed up of trying to deal with these dogs and trying to go through the existing city systems in place to deal with dogs and other creatures that have broken loose and are misbehaving. It took the death of this woman's cat Vincent and attacking earlier this month of that 60-year-old man in CJ Smalls Council District to bring the issue to the forefront. It was something that the city seemed ready to talk about because they're working on some revisions to the animal control rules in this city that could put some more teeth into them. I've not seen any amendments to those rules yet, but those are coming to the city council in a couple weeks. But folks are just, they're just tired of letting the animals, roam around and not really being taken care of the way that they'd like to see them be taken care of or addressed.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger story. I know the focus, and listen, this lady that brought her to the council meeting, it's because of the death of her pet, but it wasn't the fact that dogs kill cats, because, listen, a lot of dogs kill cats, but those dogs shouldn't have been in her yard, right? It was more of an issue of not just the dog kills a cat.
Right.
I'm like, I'm sorry about that, but that dogs will do that. But it's like where the, and you hear these stories here, but then throughout the state of Alabama, I focus on these sometimes. We've had, just in 2025, the number of human beings attacked by dogs, and I think it was this year in North Alabama, was fatal for a man. I mean, this is, these are people, like you heard that in Morningside neighborhood, people won't get out of their cars because the dogs are surrounding them and stuff. This is that's a call to action there.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it's a call to action that the city council appears to be taking seriously here. So we'll see what changes those are when the animal control folks get done messing around with them and making the recommendations. But yeah, folks are fed up, and they are ready to see some changes made.
Okay, and we'll close out on this one, and this is a question that it kind of came up on the show right before we were off for Thanksgiving, but you've written about it last week. When Judge Hambright came down and made the decision about the residency, right, the supremacy of state law over the Zogby Act, then I had a bunch of people texting in here and asking questions like, does this undo the entire Zogby Act? Me not being an attorney, I said, I don't think so. I think it could be individually severable. But what did you find out?
That's a question that we have been asking, you know, throughout the District 2 trial there between William Carroll and Samantha Ingram. And I talked to Beth Lyons, who co-authored the Zogby Act with Mary Zogby, who sadly died, I believe, in the spring. Mm-hmm. But Beth told me, I sent her a copy of the ruling because there was no way I was going to be able to explain it to her over the phone. So I sent her a copy of it, just asked her to give it a look over and see what she thought it could mean for the Zogby Act. And she said that the rest of the thing is, you know, still good and applicable to Mobile, that this ruling does not blow it out of the water. It's only, you know, one aspect of it that deals with the qualifications of people who are running for city council. And of course, the ruling in the District 2 case was that state law would supersede the Zogby Act in that case. She did not seem worried that this could open up a way for the Zogby Act to be thrown out altogether. The super majority system of 5 votes needed to pass an ordinance is still needed in Mobile, is what she told me, and it's something that, you know, that's not found in state law. So that part of it is still very much applicable and in use for Mobile. So it's just one aspect of it that would have to give way to state law, but the rest of the Zogby Act, Beth Lyons told me, is in good shape.
It probably doesn't matter, but I just wonder, will they go in and edit out that section of the Zogby Act, you know, like edit and then save the document again, or will it just stay in there knowing that there's a precedent set? I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I've not been made aware of any movements, you know, in the local legislature to make an amendment to the Zogby Act. I had kind of, you know, heard former Councilman Carroll say that, you know, there might need to be some changes made to it, but any kind of a legislative change has not been proposed at this point, but. To what you said, you know, I guess they're going to have to keep like a sticky note, you know, on their desktop that says, hey, you know, the Zogby Act is, you know, lesser than state law in this particular, you know, case here. So just as a reminder for the next time we go to the polls.
Absolutely. All right. I mentioned it there at the beginning, but as people thinking about kind of cool Christmas gifts with real local flair, let's talk about getting somebody a subscription for LandYapMobile.com.
Absolutely. You know, a subscription could actually be one of the best possible gifts you could give somebody this Christmas. You get all kinds of good news and opinion columns and feature pieces. Head to LandYapMobile.com. We have a subscription tab that you can click on, and you can choose the plan that you want for you or your Christmas gift recipient. And if you have any questions, give us a call.
Good stuff, brother. I will talk to you soon. I'll be refreshing constantly for monkey updates, okay?
Please. Sounds good.
All right. There goes Colin. We'll be right back. More of Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
We'll be right back. 125 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Grab some text here. This one just coming in from Jason. It says, is it me or is all the local news revolving around animals? And add to that, how about the accident with the bear last night on 45? A lot of monkey news here. The bear thing, yeah, I saw that. You know, it's who had Fox 10. Here it is. Fox 10 said a woman walked away from a terrifying collision with a black bear on Highway 45 just after midnight, highlighting the growing danger as bear populations climb across Alabama. I'm sorry for her. I mean, she walked away from it, which is good. But they're like, I saw some of the reaction to this on social media. Y'all, you have a lot better chance of hitting a deer going up 45 than a bear. You know, it's this. The bears are, I mean, stuff running across the road is a danger. In this case, it was a bear. And the growth of the bear population is not exactly. Here's what I think is happening. People do think the bear population grows, and it is growing some. But, I mean, I've watched the research into this. We're having a problem with the cubs being born but not getting on to their first year around here. You know, and if you look at my social media, I got bear pictures up. I got bears around the farm. I think what happens is everybody's running a game camera. And that bear is not like a deer. That bear's going to travel a lot bigger circuit and a route. And so he's on over at your house on a camera. He's at my house. He's on, you know, at Bob's and Sally's and, you know, John's or whatever. And everybody thinks, okay, that's five different bears. It's the same dang bear that went through there, right? It's not that there's five where there truly was one, because they walk around a good bit. But yeah, it's a tough thing with that. You know, M45. I mean, Salco Road, Celeste Road, yeah, these are places where they get hit, and 45 being the same. So be careful. But yeah, it's a bad thing. But this idea that it was like now there's danger driving the roads at night, well, way better chance of hitting deer than it is hitting a bear out there. All right, let's go to, my gosh, all the monkey talk here. You know, somebody had sent me this the other day. This texture says, in the U.S., I got to Google this. In the U.S., it is illegal to keep monkeys as pets. Monkeys can only be imported and kept for scientific, educational, or exhibition purposes. But don't people have, I don't know. I mean, this is a place where I'm going to put it up to the brain trust here. We can go. I don't know the laws on keeping monkeys as pets. It's not ever been a thing I wanted to get into, so I don't know. Discussion about the Clotilda here. This texture says, Alabama owners want to bury their legacy. Wonder if the owner's dependents lobbied Meemaw to get this. I don't know if it directly went through the governor, but early on, the state was about like taking control of the Clotilda area, which you could say, hey, the logic, it's state historical division, okay. But now saying they just want to cover it back up with mud. And I'm sure I hadn't seen it, but the argument's going to be made. The reason it was preserved in the first place is the mud, right? Anaerobic. If you keep the oxygen out of it, it's just like the cypress stumps out in the Gulf. If they get covered with mud and sand during that period of time, they don't have they don't break down as quickly because they don't have the oxygen in there. But you could also bring this up and preserve it that way. Let's see. Was it the blow on the boat that made the monkey think it could fly? I don't know. I mean, wasn't that a heck of a story from Ben? Researching about this chimp lady, and then she also had a monkey. This is like, we need to build a film around this. There's fancy people at a sailboat party, but there's a monkey that's drunk on there that jumps off the rigging onto a electrical line and gets shocked. Jerry, the worst thing that ever happened to our Delta was Forever Wild. Back when we had camps in the Delta, it was wonderful. So, you know what? So I was one of those people who lost a camp, Jerry. The camp that I had a key to, that we grew up hunting out of, actually was on the front page back when you got a paper. The press register one day, Mom and Dad would get it, be out front. I think it was a Sunday paper. And I remember walking down the driveway, because Dad probably said, go get the paper. Yes, sir. Go get the paper, and I open it up looking at it as I'm walking back through like the carport into the house, and there's the camp on the front page of the paper that I stayed in with that yellow tag on it. So I was one who lost one as well. But Forever Wild preserving not just the center of the Delta, but the stuff on the edge and giving access to people, I think has been overall a good thing. But listen, I wish I had that camp. Absolutely.
is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Phone number 343-251-343-0106. Same number for a text, 251-343-0106. And thank you. We've got people said to be emails right now. And that's the best thing to do for Locals Only Christmas. Send the email to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. So we can put you on the list. Make sure to tell me what the product is, who makes it, any kind of web presence or anything that we can link through when we put it up on the web page, which will probably be next week. About this time next week, we'll get the first draft of that launched. This segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Jeff Stone at Stone Arms, and I've talked about how easy it is if you have been thinking about getting a silencer over these years, like I did before Jeff said, hey, come out here and get it done this afternoon instead of just kvetching about it. Right? He's probably said something else, but complaining about it. And it made it really easy. I mean, this is something that I had been going to do for a long time, like I said, and kept that Manila file folder on my desk here at work with like one form I filled out halfway and then got confused and stopped. And, you know, there's something to it. You go through this process, you got to fill out the forms, you got to do them correctly. You then have to go to the sheriff's department to get the fingerprints that go with it, another place to get the passport photo. Well, at Stone Arms, it's all in one place. There's a, call it a kiosk, it's like a computer on the wall. You go in there and it's just very intuitive. You put this information, it says do this, and you put that in. Then go to next and do this, and go to next and do this. And then you get the thing done. And fingerprints, picture, all that stuff done right there at Stone Arms. Emails it to the feds. And I would say it is worth getting that done now. Now, this is a discussion that's come up on the show. Everybody said, hey, but in the big, beautiful bill, they removed the tax on it. They did. And so I guess January 2nd, that $200 fee will go away. And you can wait till then to do it and still go use the system at Stone Arms to do it. But everybody else out there is going to be doing it. And that's going to be the problem, right? Because I got my response back in 2 weeks, got the green light from the feds to get my first can, shoot suppressed out there. If everybody's hitting it on January 2nd, well, it may take longer. So just something to think about, a little strategy there of getting that done. And they will get this done for you as you're waiting there. And when you're waiting there, you put that information in, get that stuff done, it gets sent off, and then you can pick from the selection of suppressors, of silencers out there. Good selection right now. I have a feeling in the new year, there's going to be a lot of demand on that with that, you know, $200 fee going away. So if you want to even maybe go now and put one on layaway, so you find you're like, okay, what's going to fit the rifle I'm shooting? You can go ahead and buy it. You can buy it and put it on layaway. And then when your green light comes in on your tax stamp from the feds, then you can go ahead and pick it up. First thing you got to go do to see all this and all the inventory, too. They just got all the equipment for the rifles, handguns, shotguns you have right now, plus a great selection of those and ammo. Go see them at Stone Arms. StoneArmsInc.com, the website. But the best thing to do is see them in person. They're about a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport Boulevard there on the south side. Stone Arms Inc., check them out today. All right, let's go to the text line here. Let me try to catch up with these. And let's see. Oh, by the way, Ricky, welcome back here on the text line. Let's see. It says, America, U.S. is a big place. We Christians want our own state, our country, to why can we get divorced from two-party system and put all the Democrats in and separate from ungodly people? That would solve a lot of problems. I think I'm following that. Let's see. Chris in Orange Beach said, I have a question about the truck and the train. Does your insurance cover that on a truck? I don't know. Hey, call my insurance agent. If I would say no. If you drive between the down, you know, I mean, the person, you see that video. The lights are going off on the track crossing. The arms are down, and they still drive around it. Let's see. It goes on. Since 7 or 8 years ago on Halloween night, a woman totaled out her BMW on three feral hogs on Fort Morgan Road. Yeah, there's some. Oh, the hogs all kind of places. There's hogs in town places. I mean, like, oh, wait, I'll just let y'all make the joke on the text line. when they attack, they go for the face and genitalia. Never going to own a monkey. That's what I've heard, too. Go watch that. Chimp Crazy documentary. It'll leave you with your jaw slack. This texter said, we've had a bear over here in the 39562. We're cool with the bears and the foxes. Yeah, the bear thing is just, like, that's a legitimate story that Fox 10 did. It's not that that's not legitimate. That the lady hits the bear, totals out her car. That's a story. What I'm saying is it wasn't on Fox 10 News. They did fine. Their story is fine. It was just, I saw on social media, people said, well, now it's so dangerous to drive because the bears are on the road. Y'all, there's way more deer on the road. You're going to hit before a bear. It's not saying the bears aren't a thing, but it's like the news station did it properly. But when I saw on Facebook, people were like, now cars are going to be wrecking everywhere because of bears. You're like, you're going to have to dodge the deer to go find a bear to hit. Says David, said animal control is a joke. I'm out here in the county and the whole neighborhood has been having issues with neighbors' dogs. I took to contacting my county commissioner to get anything done. Oh, that's the process too, though, you know? And that's our founders in their genius put that system in, because absolutely, this is what we see. That's why city council, if the people are doing their job, it's why, you know, somebody like a county commissioner or a city councilor, I'd say, is the closest thing to the true representative, because you can get their phone number, right? I mean, it's the same thing you do at some level, too, with your members of Congress. You're trying to get something done from a federal side. But, David, what you're doing is the way it works. It shouldn't have to. You're right. I mean, you should just be able to call the service for whatever municipality, county, state, nation, and get it done. But it doesn't work that way. But the genius of the founders is now somebody who needs your vote, you can call them and say, hey, yo, I got a problem with this. And somehow, through the miracle of our republic, you could turn the heat up on their backside. B-Dark said, Sean, I've always heard Montgomery was Monkey Town. Yep, I've heard that too. Now, I remember going there with school or something, and the monkeys in the zoo there that would throw the poo. And I think we were highly amused by that when we were kids. More about the monkeys, but chimps have OnlyFans page. Brandon, are you interested in OnlyFans pages for chimps? Fire Dog, can we get a Dan health update? I don't know. We've been kind of like, we're worried about Dan, but we're amused because he has a cold. But I guess he's not had a cold very often in his life, so he's kind of worried about what it could be. I think it's cold is my diagnosis, Dr. Sullivan. Fire Dog goes on to say, also for some reason on the morning show, if I'm up for a career change, Dalton and Fire Dog in the morning has a ring to it. Let's see. Send me your demo tape. Let me see what you got. Let's see. My wife's family camp up in the Delta. Very cool. I will expand that picture and look at it during the news break, figure out which one that is. Yeah, like I have, like Jerry said, the camp was a great thing. Now, like I said, I didn't own it. I had a key to it. That camp was on, you notice like the camps, there's still camps in the Delta that were on deeded land people had paid tax on, right? So the argument was the camps like the one that we used to stay in didn't have that. And so we lost it. And it stunk. Like I said, I truly remember to this day, way back when, picking up the press register and turning, you know, it was in, the, I think, in the little plastic sleeve, take that off. And now I'm walking down the driveway back to go through the carport to go deliver the paper to Mom and Dad. And I look at it and I said, that's our camp. It's right on the front page of the paper. Jason says, say it, we need a bear alert system. Do not give them any ideas here. Do not give the state legislature any ideas. They already got the, why don't we just combine it with the shark alert? Bucky Beaver said, good afternoon. Montgomery was referred to as Monkey Town over CB radio with truck drivers. Okay, that's where it came from. So it was not the monkeys throwing the poo at the zoo. All right, let's go phone calls here. Yeah, let's go to the phones. And first up, James, the engineer. What's happening, James?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. Come back now.
Sorry about that. I want to make a suggestion on the flotilla. I would love to
flotilla see or the clotilda. You mean the clotilda or
flotilla?
Okay.
I stand corrected.
Just making sure because I didn't know if like okay, cool.
Something else. Yes, I got you. And I'd love to see it pulled up and preserved. And then what I'd love for them to do is two things: make a museum over in Pritchard for this, for other historical people and inventions and things like this. But I would love for them to also build a replica and set it next to the one that they pull up, you see. The one is,
yep.
Damaged.
No, and I think that would be, good. Like, show, like, what it would have looked like. And then here's the actual remnants of what was the Clotilda.
Well, we know the facts. And yeah. It definitely shows, it's definitely a reality. It was here. And there's history behind it. Not necessarily the best. But everything's history, and everything we learn from. So my analogy is, we build a museum, put other things, other people, and people that invented things, and history. I mean, this is history.
I agree. We'll see what happens. And James, appreciate the call. We'll see what happens with this, but it is in the hands of the state now. Like Ben said, it is not in the hands of the descendants. It's not in the hands of the city. It's in the hands of the state. And, maybe just like David called his commissioner because of loose dogs, you can call your representative and say, hey, I think this is what should happen with the Clotilda. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 150 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Check in with my man Blaine Price at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. Got some new and used inventory to talk about. It's not just Christmas time. Other people are trying to make moves right now before the end of the year.
That's right, Sean. We've got a lot of people taking advantage of all of our inventory we got in stock right now. Like you said, we've got new and used in tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, zero-turn mowers. A lot of people really taking advantage of Section 179 for tax season, getting those last purchases of the year in.
Okay, so, I mean, and we talk about the website a good bit, but, I mean, this is, I may or may not, during the day, while I'm supposed to be working, check in on the website, because y'all update new inventory coming in, used inventory coming in. So if somebody saw it last week, that doesn't mean they've seen everything on there.
That's right. We update it daily on our website. So go on our website. You can look at our used inventory. That's something that a lot of people like to look at because it's a wide variety of stuff. It's not just Kubota. It's everything that we trade in goes on that website. And if it's not here in Robertsdale at our store, I can normally get it here within 24 to 48 hours from one of our other 7 locations throughout the Southeast. So it's not something you got to hop in the truck and drive, 6 hours mm-hmm. to look at. I can get it here. So if you do see something on the website at another store, give us a call. We'll be happy to help get it over here for you.
I give y'all a personal aside, what it's going to be like dealing with Blaine, because I've done it. If you see something elsewhere, another store he finds it, he'll also go, hey, this is what you're looking for. Like, you're really good with that with me. You're like, yeah, that's probably not the tractor you want. You probably want this other one. You help me. People can call up and say, have you seen that one? Well, let me call over there and see. Well, this one, there's this many hours or whatever. You're a good go-between on this.
Well, we try to size it up for your needs and what you're looking for. And we're here to help in any way. And that's not just sales. We got full service department. We're doing our winter service specials right now. So if you got a tractor or a mower that you're thinking about need to be serviced, but not quite there, and we'll do it in the spring, do it now. We're running these specials. We can come pick it up, bring it up here, service it, and bring it back to you, or you can come by and drop it off.
Wait, you'll do a pickup?
We do pickups and deliveries as well. And part of the service special, within 25-mile radius of our store, the pickup and delivery will be free.
Okay. Got a lot of people's attention. They're like, finally, if the tractors are sighing some relief here at the end of planting season, great time to get that service done. Man, I like that. Yep. And save a little money while we do it. Tell folks how to find you in person and that website we keep talking about.
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale on Highway 59. You can come by and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or give us a call at 251-947-4171. And like we were talking about, you can visit us online at parrishtractor.com.
Good stuff. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. There goes Blaine over at Parrish Tractor. And he is. He's great about that. Like, I was trying to compare a couple different tractors, and he'll call over to the other store and ask, you know, like nerd questions about the tractor. He will call and ask his counterpart over at the other store. He does a great job of that. So let's see. Get a few texts here. I do want to get to this, or we can do it tomorrow, maybe. I'll explain in a second. Jordan said, are you referring to the cans of the Delta that were on paper mill property, then had to be moved or destroyed once became state land? This one wasn't. This was not paper mill property. There was a mix of different things, right? There were waves. Like, we were in the South Delta. And I guess I could tell y'all where it doesn't matter. It's not there. Camp on the way into Little Batty. So that's where we stayed growing up. Duck hunted out there and fished and all that. That was the way, and then they had the wave of the ones when Upper Delta happened, like, you know, that next wave of those camps up there. So we were the first wave when this first came up. And did I like losing it? No, I didn't. Was I shocked when I grabbed the paper and there was, I remember calling my buddies. I don't think we had cell phone then, maybe did. We're going inside and said, hey, go get the paper from your parents. Look what's on the front page. We're like, oh, it's not good. Jerry says, as long as James plans on paying for it, I agree with him about bringing the Clotilda up. Let's see. Fire Dog, they pulled up the Hunley and had Charleston Bay put it in a giant saltwater tank for several years while they worked on it to keep it from deteriorating so it could be done. That's cool. Yeah, I was wondering about that, too. I mean, with where we are, I think, and I have to get John Sledge back on soon, but John and I have talked about, I think there's 300 some odd shipwrecks in Mobile Bay of different, you know, they're not all from one period. What a cool museum for us to have would be, you know, some of those that from different eras and have them on display. And like James said, I actually agree. You could have one place where the original structure, what's left is there, and then next to it have a replica. I think that'd be cool. That's a museum I'd go to. Okay, yeah, this is what I wanted to hit before. Maybe we're not going to be able to read all the names. I don't know if I'll read any of the names because we're running out of time. I've said this before. I've said that when local students get scholarships or academic prowess and they get awards for them, and this is not to take away. I love signing day and all our great athletes here, but also would like to do the same thing on these. So this is came out from Congressman Moore's office. It said nominations for Alabama students to U.S. service academies. And so that list is out today. I just wish these would make news like the other, you know, not that it has to be every day, but it takes a lot to get in a service academy and list out for the local kids. And you have to have go through your member of Congress to nominate you for this. And it's something here. A bunch of kids, local kids, going to the Air Force Academy. A bunch of kids going to U.S. Military Academy. A bunch for the Naval Academy. Now, I've watched that process, knowing a kid who went through that. And it's competitive, y'all. I mean, hats off to these young people. Nominations, U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, which is actually a big deal. We had talked about, Jerry Carl and I talked about, too, about getting that going again here. So it is good to see that list is over at barrymore.house.gov, the names of the kids. So good on y'all. And if we have time, we'll read your names here, maybe tomorrow's show. But yeah, as we read all the names of the kids that sign, you know, with this team or that team, which I think is awesome, let's also celebrate our kids that are super smart and flex that way. And on top of that, those that not only are super smart, but want to be part of the military and go through the process in the service academies. A lot of respect for them, too. So, good stuff. That list is out. All right, we'll do this show again tomorrow. It'll be Friday. By the way, tease for tomorrow. The youngest Sullivan, my son, wants to come back on the radio. He's worked up something he wants to talk to me about. So he's going to be one of my guests tomorrow. So prepare yourself for tomorrow's Midday Mobile. Paul Feinbaum on the way next.